Good morning. The wind relaxed a bit overnight. Still, lake effect snow flurries and snow showers drifted through parts of interior New York and New England, dusting the ground in the overnight period. And some of us are waking up to that light dusting this morning, and temperatures mainly in the teens. Some locations have gone back into the single digits, and with a little bit of a breeze in spots, wind chill values are mainly between 0 and 10 above. Skies will be partly to mostly cloudy during the morning hours, and with another weak disturbance passing through this afternoon, we may see another shot of light snow showers or a burst of snow which could dust the ground from time to time. Temperatures today once again will struggle and only reach the lower to mid-20s on average, but with that gusty west wind again, wind chill values will be much colder through the afternoon. A series of these weak disturbances will pass through from time to time each of the next few days. The next one is scheduled to arrive first thing tomorrow morning. So after an overnight low near 10 above, we'll see snow showers for the morning drive tomorrow, then increasing sun as temperatures only get up into the lower 20s. Tomorrow we'll have that strong gusty wind again, which will make it feel even colder. Lower 20s with scattered snow showers and another impulse on Thursday before we dry it out with high pressure on Friday. Still, though, the heart of the coldest air will be overhead, and Friday afternoon's highs will be in the teens to only around 20 degrees. Another disturbance will head our way for the day on Saturday. This one has a better chance at bringing a general light snow during the day to most of the region as highs push up into the mid-20s. And some changes in the forecast late in the weekend into early next week, as there's some suggestion now that some moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico could ride up and in our direction in the form of snow by Sunday evening and into the day on Monday. The jury's still out on this, and we'll have to track it with time. Either way, it looks like temperatures will start to climb back through the 20s and up toward 30 degrees by the beginning of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings continue from the Bitterroot Mountains east into the northern Rockies of Montana. Continued upslope flow combined with Arctic air and Pacific moisture will continue to produce snow today. Additional snowfall amounts in these locations will be in the 5 to 9 inch range. Meanwhile, Arctic air continues to flow into the northern tier of the country. Wind chill advisories are out from the Dakotas eastward across most of Minnesota and parts of the Midwest, including Chicago. In these locations, wind chill values could be as low as 35 below zero. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Golden Rocks, St. Kitts and Nevis at 1 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail is at Pirassununga, Brazil at 1:10 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility, fog and blowing snow, 15 below zero, with a northwest wind at 64 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 54 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 17 degrees, the dew point 4, 56% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.02 inches, and it is currently on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at West Kendall, Florida, to a low of 19 below zero at Willow City, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, partly sunny and windy in New York City with a passing snow shower and highs in the lower 30s. Boston, partly sunny and windy in the upper 20s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers and highs near 20 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 33 degrees, the low 20, the average temperature 27, that's 1 degree below normal. Just a trace of snowfall yesterday in Albany for the month, 27.7 inches, which is 17 inches above normal, and 64.8 inches for the season, which is 20 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees, the average low 20, the record high 67 set in 1976, and the record low 14 below zero in 1914. Sunrise this morning was at 6:37 a.m., sunset this evening 5:40 p.m., 11 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cold today with passing flurries and snow showers and highs in the teens to lower 20s. Mostly cloudy with a few flurries and snow showers tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with highs in the upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, windy, and colder today with snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight and lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with a few passing flurries and highs in the upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cold today with passing flurries and snow showers and highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy with a few flurries and snow showers tonight, lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning snow showers, then increasing sun, windy and cold again, lower 20s. Mostly cloudy, windy and cold with snow showers Thursday, lower 20s. Mostly sunny but very cold on Friday, upper teens to around 20. Light snow Saturday, mid-20s, a chance of snow Sunday, and a chance of snow Monday, highs in the upper 20s to around 30. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.